Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
How was your Monday then? This is Scott. Met lots of lovely students over the weekend, so thank you. People of Leeds Uni, that was incredible on Saturday night. Right, today, Coxopedia, more knowledge from Sarah Cox coming up, as it always is, at 5.15. And after 4.30, we'll be having some tea and cake with Tiny Temper. Whenever he comes in to do a radio chat, he always insists on the finest cakes. So, and he's number one as well, so even more cake for all of us.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
30 Seconds to Mars and Search and Destroy on BBC Radio 1. Lots of fans of that on the text. And here's the good news. If you like 30 Seconds to Mars, they are part of our student tour, which we're doing in a couple of weeks. Fern Cotton and Zane Lowe are going on an actual student tour. All the details are on the website. Just click on the picture of Jared Leto at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. This is going to be the week of the 18th of October. Zane and Fern touring the country with people like Mark Ronson, 30 Seconds to Mars, Chase and Status and Klaxons. So have a look online and see if they're coming to your uni. They might not be because there's only 4 dates, but there is a chance that maybe your uni is involved. So go have a look online. It's a small chance, but why not have a look? bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. They're a bit like my student gigs, only normally I have like Scooch and Same Difference and 911 on. So apart from that, exactly the same.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, if you know, the Ryder Cup is on at the moment, that's golf, isn't it? And they've been getting very excited about it on Radio 5 Live. And the other day, Nicky Campbell was going around interviewing people in the crowd. It was quite rainy that day. Now, if you would, for a minute, imagine that your mum, okay, has gone to watch the golf. She's gone to the Ryder Cup. You happen to be listening to the radio and you're thinking, oh, my mum's there. Oh, listen, they're talking to some people in the crowd. That person they're talking to in the crowd really sounds like my mum. Oh, God, it is my mum. Imagine if this was your mum on the radio. Put yourself in that place right now and listen to this.
Tell me about your day.
You're not Jason Muhammad, are you?
No, I'm not Jason Muhammad. Who's that?
Oh, he's very... Well, anyway, we've had a lovely day because we came here to see golf.
Yeah.
We saw the first 4 lots going out.
Yeah.
We saw them on the green. Mm. It was great. Conditions were horrendous. You have to make the best of it, don't you?
Yeah. What have you done all day?
Mostly drink.
Oh, no, Mum. Move away from the microphone.
We had champagne in the car, Hobbs 5.
Yes.
We tried to see golf, honestly. Mm. And the rain came, and then we were, well, flummoxed, really, because when we had to find
something
champagne
to do.
Bra...
You got to find a champagne bar.
She went to the champagne bar.
Okay, good. And she's still going on.
No.
Taking me by the arm. That's
no,
nice.
Only because I'm wobbly.
Okay, that's fine.
Are you famous?
No. Infamous.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Infamous.
Where's Jason Muhammad?
I don't know. Where's Jason Muhammad when you need him?
What library... No, not what library. What company do you belong to?
BBC.
Like 1 or 2 or...
5.
No, there's no such thing as that.
What?
Come on.
There's no such thing. Radio 5. Radio 5.
Oh, God. There's no such thing as that. Brilliant. But by now, your mates will be really going, your mum's on the radio, listen.
Oh, you don't know whispering thingy, do you?
Whispering thingy? Whispering thingy is a very close personal friend of mine. Whispering Bob.
Is he ace?
He's lovely.
I love this.
Anyway, have a nice evening.
Now, you are... So
sorry?
You are so naughty.
Bye now. Take care.
Mate, your mum's wasted on the radio. I know, I'm listening.
We had champagne in the car, Hobbs 5.
Yes.
We tried to see golf, honestly. Mm. Anyway, champagne bra, mostly drink. Are you famous?
No.
Where's Jason Muhammad? What library... No, not what library. What company do you belong to?
BBC.
Like 1 or 2 or...
5.
No, there's no such thing as that. You are so naughty. Oh, you don't know that whispering thingy, do you?
Sophie and Basman on. That's not my mum, but it sounds scarily like her. Champagne Annie, we call her. Go!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Tiny Temper.
Hello, Scott Mills.
How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm really good. It's nice to finally meet you at last.
Most definitely. I did see you at Radio 1's big weekend, but you walked past too quick.
Did I? How rude of me.
Yeah. But you didn't know, but it was still quite rude.
Yeah. we had a little hug there, which was nice.
Yeah.
We hugged it out.
Intimate moment.
You must be a very happy boy today.
I think that's why we had the hug.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was doing it because I actually think I probably quite like you.
Oh, is it?
Well.
Okay, wicked.
Are you number one today?
I am indeed. Crazy.
So, to celebrate, we have got a pot of tea.
Yep.
And I know that Auntie T, the lady over there, has bought some cakes in.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. Did you stop off at Sano's on the way with her? Or?
I didn't get the opportunity to, no.
Oh,
no.
Okay, right. Well, she's bought a whole selection in.
Yeah, she's bought like 5 or 6 different packets.
So to celebrate being number one, let's have some tea and cake in
Most
a
definitely.
Together.
Sounds like a plan, Scott.
Is this part of your very, very, very wild lifestyle?
It is part of my very, very, very wild lifestyle indeed.
It's not
that
wild, is it?
But it is kind of wild. The caffeine gets to you after
a while. Yeah, that's true. You're a proper pop star now, though, as opposed to being a pretend one. Are you like Rihanna yet? Every time you sit down, does somebody come up and do your hair and makeup?
Is that true?
She was in on Friday, and she has a team of people, and they're called the Glam Squad.
The Glam Squad.
And what happens is, imagine you were running out, you'd sit down on that chair, and the first thing that would happen would be that somebody, unannounced, would just come up and just touch you up, makeup-wise, and also do your hair and stuff.
Is it?
Yeah.
But that's probably because she changes her hair all the time, though.
Yeah.
And my hair's pretty short. It's just a level one, so...
Is it?
We wouldn't need that.
Do you do it yourself?
No. Oh. I have a barber, actually.
Oh, you do? Okay. Cool.
Yeah, but he doesn't come and touch me up all the time.
No.
No.
Now, is there... Obviously, it's going huge for you. You've got your album out today.
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone that you've met recently where you've been like, oh my God, I can't believe they know who I am?
Yes, there have. Actually, there's been like hundreds and hundreds of people.
Tell me some.
Do you know what? First and foremost, I'll just start with all the people at the festivals.
Yeah.
Because festivals, up until this year, was pretty alien to me. Like, I'd never, ever been to one. And when I found out that I was on certain bills, I was kind of nervous because I was like, oh, I know what it's like. You get a little bit stigmatized. You're just another new act on a big bill. No one's going to come and see you. You're going to be embarrassed, T. So then a couple months later down the line, to kind of go there and see so many thousands of people waiting to come to see me is crazy.
Mm.
When we did the V-Fest, you know, when we did the Chelmsford date, it was so crazy that the day after they had to cap the whole stage and the whole tent, and had to put a metal fence around it.
Oh my God.
So hundreds and hundreds of more people couldn't get in.
So you need crash barriers now everywhere you go.
We do indeed, yeah. And that's fun, and I couldn't believe that. That was a pretty surreal moment of the year.
Mm.
Also, like people like Kylie Minogue. And
I was going to say, because I saw that Kylie tweeted you the other day.
Yeah.
And you put, thanks sis, but...
Yeah.
Do you know her that well to call her sis already? I love
big
that.
Big sis, indeed.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, she's my big sis.
So when was the last time you spoke to Kylie?
The last time I spoke to Kylie was yesterday.
Talk us through that conversation, please.
It was very brief. It was very brief. It was just more like, you know, thank you for the tweet. Much appreciated. Album's coming out. A little bit anxious. Butterflies. And when I said butterflies, she said flutterbys. I don't know what that means, but I kind of just laughed along.
She was Australian.
Yeah, probably. Australia.
Who else are you like showbiz friends with now?
I hate that term, Scott.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, well...
People that you, like Kylie, that you might speak to.
As long as everybody knows what we mean by that. Damon Albarn as well. He's fantastic. I get to talk to him every once in a while, and he gives me loads of advice. He's, like, really passionate about just music and the art form and being creative. So, you know, before I can ever get too carried away and you know, ever believe I'm in this glamorous lifestyle, he just goes, it's all about the music, T. Keep it credible. Keep it fresh. You'll be all right.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Very good. Now, whenever top stars come in to this show... There's no Becky today, by the way. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I know. I was looking for her.
She's on a course.
Everywhere.
On a course. So
yeah, I heard.
Yeah. Whenever stars come in, I don't know whether they've run this by you at all. The law is that I have to perform with them.
I kind of heard about that.
That is the rules. Otherwise, we don't normally get people on.
Right.
So, I mean, and to be honest, can I call you T?
Of course you can.
I have performed with Leona Lewis, Katy Perry.
Wow.
All big names. Kylie Minogue, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. And Eliza Doolittle.
So you're more or less a pop star in your own right, well, really and truly.
I wouldn't say that, T, but, like, you know... Have you seen Later with Jules Holland?
I have.
You know how it doesn't matter who the guest is, he will have to play honky-tonk piano.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoever it is.
Without fail.
So let's say, like, Florence is on Jules Holland. This happens. Or it'll be like, and now my special guests on Later with Jules Holland, here they are, it's Sigur Rós, and they start doing their thing.
In Iceland. Didn't even give him an opportunity there.
It's a bit like that, really. So the one that doesn't speak has his guitar at the ready. Should we do this in a minute? Should we play the actual song first? I think that was probably better. And we're quite into doing, if it's cool with you, we're quite into doing like country style versions of hit songs
right.
at the moment. I won't ruin your song.
I hope you won't.
But let's
it's
hear
only
the...
been out a week. Don't change people's minds. Come
let's,
on.
Let's hear how it goes. First of all, it's the UK's official number one. It's Tiny Temper, Written in the Stars, and then our performance together.
Okay.
Does that work? Okay, good.
Let's do it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
It is gaming week, and very soon you'll have a chance to play a bit of a game with Tiny Temper. Are you any good?
Kind of.
Oh, yeah. What are you good at?
Well, I'm going to be playing... I'm allowed to say what I'm going to be playing.
Yes, right? You are.
Yeah. I'm going to be playing Street Fighter, and I used to play it. I don't really have much time to play it anymore, but still got some of my old skills.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think it's one of those things you get rusty at? Because I heard Fern earlier, and she hasn't played Guitar Hero for 2 years, and she couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I think you have to continue to exercise yourself, and if you don't, it could all go topsy-turvy.
When was the last time you played it?
Wow, not a year ago, about 9 months ago.
Ah, you'll be fine.
I'll be all right.
Have another cake.
All right,
yeah,
I will
be
do.
Good.
Slow
the
me
cakes
down.
Cakes are on now. It's amazing. We're having tea with Tiny Temper. This is so civilised.
It's fantastic.
What a way to celebrate a number one record. I like it. Right, I'm going to speak to one of our listeners who came up with a question.
Okay.
There weren't that many ones that were that interesting, but we've got a couple.
Right.
And this is Gaz. Hi, Gaz.
Hello.
You're right.
Hello, Gaz.
Yeah, not bad, you?
You're listening to and talking to Tiny Temper now.
How are you doing, Gaz?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Good man.
Good.
Got a question?
Yeah, I've got a question for you. I take it you're a bit of fan of dancing, are you? Do you like a bit of boogieing?
I like to shake a leg once in a while, Gaz.
Do you?
Why do you ask?
A bit of body popping, yeah?
sometimes, Gaz.
Well, what I'm getting at is, do you think you'd ever consider going on Strictly Come Dancing?
The answer for that is no. Absolutely not.
Imagine you in the sequins.
That wouldn't work.
That'd be amazing. No,
that wouldn't work. I don't have anything against sequin, but...
Not for you?
Yeah, no.
No?
I wouldn't be good at that, I don't think. You know, there's certain things, Scott, where you know, like, I could possibly do that. That is something that I know for certain I could never, ever do.
Me also.
Yeah.
I got asked to do Dancing on Ice a couple of years ago.
Did you?
It's just not going to happen.
No?
Don't laugh at me. Look at all your people behind you. Can you imagine? Look at the face.
And we got a lot of people.
Oh, there's so many. Nearly as many as Rihanna. Not.
Exactly.
No. I mean, you look at me, Tiny, man. And you think, Dancing on Ice? Probably not. But, and I look at you and think, Strictly, probably, no offence, you could do it.
Yeah.
But you just not... No, he couldn't do it. Oh, right. Sorry, just talking to your people again.
See? I thought they were all on my side. Clearly not. No, I don't think Strictly Come Dancing is made for me or you, Scott.
Have you been watching Strictly or X Factor?
X Factor, sparingly. I quite like that Shea Lloyd.
Yeah?
Yeah, quite like her.
Has she completely broke into tears, though, at the weekend?
I didn't get to see that one.
Oh, you didn't get to see judges' houses?
No.
It was brilliant because some of them flew to Australia... And then some of them went to Ascot.
No way.
Yeah. My favourite bit was like, they're at the airport going, so the flight's to Australia. Which judge could this be? Oh, it's Danny Minogue.
Oh,
hang on. Oh, now we seem to be flying to Ireland.
I wonder who
that
is.
Who could that be?
Amazing television.
I love it.
Great television.
Right, so gaming with Tiny after 5 o'clock. Are we all right to do this version of the song now?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, this follows up the country and western version of Spinning Around that I did with Kylie Minogue just a couple of months ago. And now with the number one artist in the UK, here's me doing Written in the Stars by Tiny Temper... Avec Scott Mills. Okay, let's go. Oh, written in stars.
million miles away.
This is good.
A message to the main.
Well done, one who doesn't speak. It sounds nice.
Seasons come and go, but I will never change.
We won't change.
I'm on my way.
You. Yeah, you're listening now. They say they ain't heard nothing like this in a while. That's why they play my song on so many different dials. Cause I got more hits than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, baraps. Man, I'm like a young and fully black, barack. I cry teardrops over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and bat. Look at my jacket and hat. So down berserk, so down to earth. I'm bringing gravity back, adopted by the major. I want my family back. People work hard just to get all their salary tax. Look, I'm just a writer from the ghetto like Mallory Black. Man, where the hell's all the sanity at? Damn, I used to be the kid that no one cared about. That's why you have to keep screaming till they hear you out.
Oh! Written in the stars.
This is amazing, people.
A million miles away.
Please don't judge us.
Message to the main, yeah.
The original's better, I promise.
Uh-huh.
Seasons come and go, but I will never change.
We won't change.
I'm on my way. Can't get to this bit. I'm on my way.
Oh, I really enjoyed that.
Enough respect.
That I
knows.
Really...
He is a pop star, isn't he, guys?
Who?
All right, everyone. Nobody said anything. So
That was incredible.
That was fantastic.
Thank you so much. Oh, see, the comments are coming in already. It's not better than the original, though, is it? Thank you to Beck Zotgren.
Like, don't say that.
Don't say that. It's like, I've got him here. He's with me now,
like,
you know?
Come on, you can
wait
see
till
me
he's
on
gone.
Webcam. Please, at least.
Right, that was a surreal experience. That was me and Tiny doing Written in the Stars country style. Podcast. A massive response to our version of Written in the Stars there.
Do you reckon we should do it as a B-side?
I'd like that a lot. I'm going to have a whole album by the time I finish with these collaborations. Jane and Sterling, the text starts off well. That was great. And then it goes on to nearly choked on my biscuit laughing.
Why now, would you do that?
Jane, like the first bit of the text was really nice.
Not fair. Should have left it there, really.
That was awesome. Best live lounge ever. Once again, not true. That's from Kate in Milton Keynes. I enjoyed that. Right. So, Tiny Tempest here. It's gaming week. So, if you want to have a little game with Tiny, we're going to do this in a few minutes. It's Street Fighter 4 on the PS3. So, if you have that and you fancy a game with Tiny Temper, let's do it. We're doing first come, first served.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, by the way, because we've got loads of other guests in this week on Radio 1 for Gaming Week, and we'll be doing loads of other games, loads of other consoles. But today, it's Street Fighter 4 on the PS3. If you have that and you want to play with Tiny, then our gamer tag is Radio 1 and 1 Extra, with the ones being numbers, okay? And it's all one word, all lowercase. So that's our gamer tag. Radio 1 and 1 Extra. Obviously, only a few people will be able to play with Tiny Temper, but...
I can't play everybody listening right now. There's millions of you, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. But get on there, and it's first come, first served. Radio 1 and 1 Extra, all one word, small case. Maybe you'll have a go with him after 5 o'clock.
Definitely.
I need to come and see one of your live shows.
You do indeed. My tour starts on Sunday.
Isn't it?
In Cardiff.
In Cardiff?
Mm-hmm. And ends November the 2nd in Belfast.
Busy boy.
So in between both of those dates, you must come to one.
I promise that I will come to one.
And you must bring the one who doesn't speak.
Yes,
and he must come on stage and
God.
Be my hype man and not say anything at all.
Yeah, or just stand there.
Yeah. Okay. And sort of like mime along. I think that'd be quite fun.
He did a big show in Edinburgh, actually, at the festival.
Fantastic.
Surprise hit.
What? Not speaking?
Yeah, yeah. He used music and audience interaction. Didn't even need to speak. It was incredible.
He's a genius.
He is
really
a genius.
Really and truly, isn't he? Yeah. Do you know what I was going to ask you, Scott?
Yeah.
There was a time when I really, really wanted to sort of like invade your show. There was a certain period of my life when I wanted to invade for a good reason. It was when he was doing What's Occurring, and there was this one particular young lady who was on the show for like 3 days in a row. She wasn't even getting it right, but she was so amazing. She had the best voice ever. You must remember.
Okay, well, there was a few that were on for a while. Was it...
She sounded really, like, flowery and happy.
Oh, Sabina.
Sabina!
Yes!
Where is she?
Sabina is... we saw her, actually. She came to one of our Edinburgh shows as well. So we're still keeping contact with her.
Does she look how she sounds?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Has she got flowers in her hair?
That kind of thing. Yeah. And lots of flowery accessories.
Oh my gosh. Listen, Sabina, I'm like your biggest fan, man.
Oh my God.
Like, you're crazy. Like,
that's so cool.
I love you, man. No, she's amazing. You must be like, you must keep her under your wing. She must be your protege.
Well,
right?
We wanted her to do some, we're going to get her to do some prank calls, which would be quite funny.
That'd be amazing.
She's the person you would least expect to have a prank call from ever, I think. So, do you get a chance to listen to our show very often then?
Yeah, I try my best to.
You're a big fan of Sabina, so...
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I love your show. I think your show is amazing. Oh, I didn't have to say that, by
the way. No, you didn't, no.
I've got all these people
say
doing
it.
Makeup and doing my hair as we speak. I didn't have to say that.
Now, also, album's out today.
Yes, sir.
Blatantly going to be number one, isn't it?
Fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's out today, and I just hope people go and buy it, really. No, I just hope that all those people who went out and bought Pass Out, went out and bought Frisky and Written in the Stars, go out and support this album. You know, I feel like we've been building up to something really massive, and you know, the tour, which starts on Sunday, is just going to be my opportunity to sort of showcase the album and bring the music to life of the band. So, you know, fingers crossed, please, it's out now, Discovery, go out there, go and download it, go and buy your copy, and let's make it happen.
I noticed the posters have been up around town for ages.
There's been like huge billboards.
What's that like when you open your window in the morning or open the curtains and it's like, ah! There's a like 30 foot version of you.
There's a 30 foot version of me. Do you know what? It's the most surreal experience ever. It's kind of weird because over the past couple of weeks, I've been very like demure, like more demure than ever before. I thought I might as well.
More demure than ever before.
More demure than ever before. Exactly. And it's only because like so many crazy things have been happening. So now's my opportunity, I guess, to vent myself. So on the Scott Mills Show, I would like to thank everybody for all your amazing support. And this year, it's been absolutely incredible. I honestly could not ask for any more. And next year, fingers crossed, it's going to be even bigger and better.
God, you're nice.
Ah, thanks.
Amazing. Right, should we get you in the live lounge and we'll see if anyone's taken up the offer of playing Street Fighter 4. I think they probably
have. I hope it's Sabina, actually.
Yeah, it might be. Tiny, thank you for coming in today. You're sticking
anytime.
In for a while to do to do the game. Thank
Handshake
you.
Handshake over.
Hands.
Yes.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's learn something. Coxopedia. This is Coxopedia. Let's get to work and get that brain... What?
Yes, it's like an aerobic workout for your brain. Just try and wrap a leg warmer around it. No, don't. That's quite dangerous. Here we go.
Who's this, please?
Hi, it's Martin Murray.
Hello, Martin. You're right.
How's
Hi,
it going,
Martin,
mate? You're all right. Hi, Coxie. How's it going?
I'm good, right? Dad, darling. Very good.
Oh, bless you.
What's going on?
Actually, I'm still in awe that I've actually been called up to actually get on the show. Because I've been trying to get on the Chris Moses duck register and I've failed miserably on that.
Oh, well, so think of us as next best thing.
Sloppy seconds.
Talking to Millsy and Coxie.
That was my nickname at school, that.
Was it?
Sloppy seconds.
Oh, I'm not Coxie.
it wasn't.
Right. What do you do, please, Martin?
All right, I'm a health, safety and environmental manager.
Oh, where's that?
For a very large chemical company in the UK.
Oh, OK. And where are you based?
Centrally, sort of Midlands.
It's very secretive.
More or less all over the place.
Is there a clue in there somewhere? Because I have been studying rubber gloves and their usage in business.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't take them home, no.
Okay, just leave them at work, just for the workplace.
Yeah.
What's your subject, please?
Courtship or courting.
Courting?
Between a man and a woman.
Courting is only used by elderly aunties and Martin, who say things like, "Here, come here, Scott, are you courting yet? Have you going to bring a nice young lady home that we can meet?" "No," says Scott. "More sprouts." Courting is very popular all over the world. There are many customs. For example, in Leeds, before courting, it's traditional for the girl to wear quite a revealing outfit and to get absolutely hammered on 2-for-1 J2Os. And at that point, just as her eyes are starting to swivel into the back of her head, the man makes his move and courtship will begin on the dance floors of many a walkabout pub. courtship in the olden days was done in a much more classy way. A lady would stand on a balcony and a man would ride past, possibly on a horse. Well, if he's riding past, yeah, he is normally on a horse. He would stand at the foot of the balcony and would say, "Up for sooth, yonder fit lass, how's about it? You up for it?" And she'd be like, "Bang on, jump on, honey." And their courtship would begin. Gifts of love can be given. In some parts of Aberdeen, it's quite popular to just gently lick the end of your fingers and then rub it on the girl's face until she succumbs. In some parts of the Himalayas, it's popular to shave a goat and give the shaven, shivering goat to the lady of your choice. And then...
Tribeswomen
in the Himalayas.
How is that for you, Martin?
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to have to get myself up to Leeds.
Yeah, definitely. That's the place to be.
No offence to the Yorkshire lasses. I can do that kind of banter.
Is that wrong with Yorkshire lasses?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you courting at the moment, Martin?
Yeah.
Okay, but you just wanted to know more.
Yeah, I just need to know more. Yeah.
Need to know if you're doing it right. Now, yeah.
Thanks for being on Coxopedia.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Martin.
Bye-bye. All right, God bless. Bye. Radio 1. Download them for free at
bbc.co.uk/radio1. Right, I always like to have a bit of innuendo bingo on a Monday. It re-cheers me up. Thank you if you have sent in some of this. Loads of people sending it in over the weekend. So, you know what happens? You get your water in the mouth. Just a sip of water, please. So you got a gob full there. And then see if you spit it out when we play the clip of innuendo bingo, right? Okay, get the water. Don't swallow it. Just keep it in your mouth. All right, let's do it. Here's one of the golfers getting so excited at the Ryder Cup that he wet himself.
Just a wee patch of yellow down in the bottom of the sweater that Lee Westwood is wearing.
Let me know. God. Let me know if you spat the water out. Meanwhile, he was talking to Piers Morgan at the weekend. Lord Alan Sugar tries to find a way to occupy himself while the would-be apprentices are on another task.
Sitting here banging them out one after the other.
How did that go for you? Okay, take some more water in, please. Hold it. Now, I don't care if it is Freshers Week. Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall should not be saying things like this on River Cottage.
We want to nail the students.
He's full of it on this show.
Chunky but long.
Yeah, keeps going on.
What's funny about chunky but long?
Don't know.
What's inside that is sexy. Where are you at with my contention that muscles are actually quite sexy?
Yeah, maybe they are sexy.
Nicola, how's it been for you?
I love it.
Okay, and one more.
You've turned me, Hugh, into a lover of muscles.
Brilliant.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
So we've been on Stupid Street again. You know Tony Temper? He was on with us earlier. He has got the number one song in the UK right now with "Oh, Written in the Stars, a million miles away." We all know how it goes, right? Written in the Stars, number one, big tune. But do you think that Stupid Street listen regularly to the chart show with Reggie Yates on a Sunday at 4 o'clock on Radio 1? Can they continue the song? We all know how it goes, but do they? Have a guess. How many do you reckon they could continue the track? Let's find out.
What's your name?
Mark.
Okay, Mark. I like your glasses.
Thank you.
Good look. Okay. So the words are... What could come next?
On the wall of history. Oh, how I'd like to see the words that you have written on the history of the wall.
No, wrong.
What's your name?
Rhea.
I like your red lipstick.
Thank you.
So...
In the Stars.
Yes.
Tiny Temper.
Yes, come on. Particularly smooth there, smooth talking, Dan.
Your mum's really smitten.
Your mum's really smitten?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Cheers. No.
I'd love a brand new kitten.
It's good, but it's not right.
Song, kicking in the club, hitting with the cool boys, dropping it like it's hot.
Good one.
Yeah.
What was that?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much to Super Street there. Pretty much not getting it. Just one person there getting it correct. Written in the Stars being the correct answer.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, we told you last week that we have spotted a gap in the market for compilation albums, and let's face it, this time of year, in the lead up to Christmas, is the best time to release them. Ker-atchel-ching. So, since we mentioned this last week, we've had some interest from places that we can't say in bringing this album out. Can you imagine? It's called Songs to Putu, mostly just so we can get to a second one released and call it Songs to Putu 2. Now, everything else has been done, right? So this is all we can think of. And we've got some of the tracks that are hopefully going to be featured on the album right here for you now. We already told you about this one, Salt and Pepper. And Johnny Cash is on there, of course.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I've got a new one. This is Agnes on Songs to Putu. No, I'm not in control, so let me go. Now, we're just thinking, do you have to get permission from the artist before you put these on a compilation album? Hi, is that Agnes? Yeah, it's really... Yeah, you know your song released me, a massive hit, yeah? Yeah, it's an album called Songs to Putu 2. This is on there. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you. A brown-eyed girl. I think we've got enough for our first album. You, my brown-eyed girl. We can already start working on number two for the new year. Oh, I didn't mean that.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.